Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a happy Friday out there in Kansas Land, basketball season. Time to hit the hardwood, shall we? As again, the 2021-22 high school basketball season tipping off here this week in Northeast Kansas. Some games last night. We're going to recap our scores from area teams from Thursday night action here to start off the show. We'll get you a couple of recaps as well, as the Holton Channel had Burlington at Holton last night. And on 92.1 FM, it was a Twin Valley League matchup between Onega and Wetmore. Brendan Tatman has a recap from that doubleheader last night. We'll get to those here in this very first segment of the show. Very glad to be here with you again on the opening week of the high school basketball season. We've got 3 weeks of the scoreboard show here in December. We'll take our holiday break. We'll come back, and then we'll get into it and finish up the regular season into the postseason of basketball. It is that time of year. Very exciting here in Northeast Kansas. Before I get too far, you know, we didn't have a football scoreboard show the last couple of weeks, so I've got to give a shout-out to the Axtell Eagles. Congratulations on their state championship win. Again, 8-man Division II state champs. Very awesome for them, and again, looking good for next year. If they can keep that team together, they should be set for another run deep next year. And also congratulations to all the area Northeast Kansas football teams. I know another tough year, some COVID stuff still going on here in 2021 for athletics in Northeast Kansas. But again, congratulations to all those football players on a great season. And again, here's to 2022 and the football season. But again, football's over, at least for high school. We've got to focus on basketball, and we're going to do that right now. Let's take a look at scores from last night. We're going to start off with a recap from Justin Fluke last night from the Holton Channel. He saw Burlington at Holton with a recap of that one. Here is Mr. Fluke.
The Holton Wildcats started their high school basketball season on Thursday night hosting Burlington and came away with a split. It was Burlington winning the girls' ball game 34-29. Burlington trailed Holton 9-5 at the end of one quarter, but up 17-13 at halftime and led throughout the entire second half. Holton had a couple chances to tie late in the ball game, but ended up falling by 5. The Wildcats girls plagued by 24 turnovers in the loss. They were led in scoring by Macy Patch with 12 points. For the boys' game, it was Burlington up 16-9 at the end of one quarter and led by as many as 10 in the second quarter. Holton, though, trailing 27-22 at halftime, went on a 7-0 run to begin the third quarter and took the lead. They would lead by as many as 5 in the third quarter, and it was all tied up, 44-all, heading into the fourth. Holton got some big stops and maintained the lead throughout that final quarter. They hit 9 three-point baskets in their first game of the year. And Holton got two big scoring outputs from Tyson Snyder with 22 points and Matt Lears with 18. Snyder hit two free throws with 2 seconds left to give Holton the final four-point victory. 54-50 is the final score. Holton boys win it. Girls fall by 5. Holton will be in Effingham for their next game coming up on Tuesday. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. Elsewhere in the Big 7 League, some schools in action. Hiawatha played host to the Bulldogs of Marysville. It was the Hiawatha girls winning 46-39 in the opener for the varsity teams. And then in a thriller, Hiawatha found themselves down by 4 late in that game. They would come back and be down by just 2 points, And with just over 3 seconds to go, they inbound the ball after nearly turning it over, but it was off Marysville. Marysville, again, with that, ball out of bounds on them. They would get it into Hiawatha. They get down, 3-point shot, by Byron was up and good. Hiawatha wins that one, a stunner, 57-56. It's floating out there on social media. If you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it. It is pretty exciting to see that buzzer beater. Hiawatha, again, survives at home over Marysville last night in the boys' game, 57-56. Jeff West, also in action. They played host to the Eagles of Silver Lake, and it was a sweep for the visitors. The girls' game close. Silver Lake wins that one, 48-41, but it was all Eagles in the boys' game, 55-25. Eagles over the Tigers last night. Elsewhere, Axtell played host to Donovan West in the Twin Valley League. It was the Lady Mustangs winning big, 62-29. They get the road win, but it was the home team, Axtell, winning the boys' game, 50-34. Your final there. Also last night on 92.1 FM, KMZA, Buffaloes at Wetmore. Onega on the road, taking on again Wetmore. And with a recap from that doubleheader, here is Brandon Tadman.
It was the Onega girls and the Wetmore boys winning their TVL openers on Thursday night at Wetmore High School. In the girls' contest, the Lady Buffaloes get the win 45-33. Lady Buffaloes used a 15-4 advantage in the second quarter to take a 13-point halftime lead, and they were able to hold off the Cardinals the rest of the way. Both teams struggled with turnovers, each with 25. Onega shot 7 of 19 at the free throw line, Wetmore converting just 5 of 14 foul shots. Onega was led by Bridget Campbell, who finished the game with 18 points and 16 rebounds. Mariah Crone also a double-double, 12 points and 12 rebounds. Kaylee Foote and Kenzie Strothman each finished with 8 points for Wetmore. Strothman, a returning first-team All-League player from last season, and she picked up 4 fouls in the first half, and she fouled out early in the third quarter. In the boys' contest, it was Wetmore getting the win 40-31. They outscored Onega 17-6. In the second quarter to take a 28-15 halftime lead. Buffaloes, though, would battle, outscored the Cardinals 12-3 in the third quarter, and it was a 4-point game going into the fourth, but Wetmore held the Buffaloes to just 4 fourth-quarter points to get the victory. Cardinals were led by Jacob Carls, 12 points, 9 rebounds. Eric Bloom added 11 points and 5 rebounds. Braden Henry, a near double-double, 9 points, 11 rebounds. And the Buffaloes were led by Zach Fisher, who had 14 points, 12 of those in the second half. Both teams shot just 3 of 7 at the foul line, and the Cardinals out-rebounded Onega 32-25. I'm Brandon Tadman reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Also last night, it was Atchison on the road. They went to Heritage Christian for a doubleheader. It was, again, the Lady Phoenix knocking off Heritage Christian 45-40. And another close game, the Nightcap saw Atchison win that one by 3, so Atchison escapes with 2 road wins. They win the boys' game 52-49. We'll run down scores then here from tonight. We do have a few in for the boys. Again, our game on 103.9 KNZA got started kind of early, and then a running clock in the girls' game, and then a very fast-paced game in the boys' game. Again, that doubleheader done before 9 o'clock tonight, so very early night on 103.9 FM. KMCA, then we got done just a little bit earlier than normal, too, so we're running a little ahead of schedule. A lot of these doubleheaders, boys' games, probably just now getting close to being over, so we're probably going to be a little bit before we get many boys' finals, but we do have several of the girls' finals in for tonight, and we're going to take a look at those right now on 103.9 KNZA. Lady Cobras of Jackson Heights double up by more than 30 over Royal Valley, 61-30. Your final score, the Cobras get win number 1 on the season. After losing last night at Hiawatha, Marysville would get the win at home over Sabetha, 48-43. Again, these are girls' finals here tonight. Axtell tonight, also a second night in a row for them in action. They lose at home 49-29, while Buncee wins that girls' game. The Lady Wildcats from Frankfort tonight, all over Pawnee City, 57-17. Valley Heights tonight defeats Riley County, 52-29, a close girls' game here in the Twin Valley League. Wetmore knocks off Blue Valley on the road, 39-36. And Lynn tonight, an 8-point win on the road at Washington County. The Bulldogs win this one, 48-40. Again, on 92.1 FM KMZA tonight, the featured doubleheader here for this Friday night saw Nemaha Central take care of Perry LeCompton on the road, 38 to 22. And then one other score we've got for you on our sister station, Care 93.7. Lady Tigers of ACCHS dominate the Junior Ravens of Mar Hill, 60-26. Your final in that one. And like I said, just a couple of boys' finals, and those would be the games that we had on 103.9 and 92.1 tonight. It is Royal Valley at Jackson Heights, and it is the Panthers. They win it 49-30, as it was close momentarily at the beginning, but Royal Valley out-muscling and hustling Jackson Heights there throughout that game to get that 19-point win. Also tonight, then, on 92.1 KMZA, it is Nemaha Central knocking off Perry LeCompton. When we joined that game for simulcast coverage on both stations, that game actually had just gone tied, I think at 44 apiece, and then it was Nemaha Central going on a run to win that one and close it out with a win of 57-48, the Thunder over the Cause. Well, like I said, not many boys' scores yet. We'll try to run down some more. We've reached our first break of the show. We're going to take it, come back with us. More scores, recaps, and much, much more on the way on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. As family and friends gather, we would like to take this opportunity to thank our many customers for another successful year. Please call or visit our banks in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, or Wetmore, and let us know how we can help you plan your financial needs. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC. Happy holidays.
The Community National Bank High School School Board Show continues here, starting a little bit early here this evening, but that's okay. We were able to recap what took place last night on the opening night of the high school basketball season, as again, several games throughout Northeast Kansas, doubleheaders last night, and again, a plethora of games here this evening. The Scoreboard Show, again, we'll be back next Friday night again, and then the following Friday night on the 17th. And then we will have a two-week hiatus as we enter into the Christmas holiday and then the New Year's, and then we'll be back again coming up that first Friday in January with the Scoreboard Show and run again through the early part of the postseason for high school basketball. And what about the courtside guide? Have you gotten yours yet? I picked up my copy earlier to kind of get ready here for the show here this evening, taking a look at what all of the sports guys here at Kansas Land Radio think about our area teams and what the coach's input has led them to rank those teams, and give you some information on maybe your favorite team's upcoming competition. Again, it is jam-packed, full of information from schedules, also returning starters, where they finished the last year, predictions for this year, some information on some local colleges, and everything you need to know about Northeast Kansas basketball. Find it in the courtside guide. You can head to msesports.net to find a list of locations where you can pick up your free copy. Again, not today. It's a little late for that, probably, at most locations. But come Monday, there's copies out there waiting for you to find out there in Kansas Land. Again, we need to get through some scores. We're going to take a look at all of the girls' finals. We'll start with ones from last night. Onega knocks off Wetmore, 45-33. Again, these are the girls' finals we got from last night and tonight. Hiawatha beats Marysville last night, 46-39. Burlington over Holton in a low-scoring game, 34-29. 7-point win for Silver Lake at Jeff West, 48-41. Donovan West knocks off Axtell on the road, 62-29. As we move into scores from tonight then, Jackson Heights on 103.9 KNZA wins by 31 as it's the Lady Cobras over the Panthers of Royal Valley, 61-30. 5-point win then for Marysville tonight as they play on back-to-back nights. They defeat Sabetha at home tonight, 48-43. Some other non-league games, Wabunsee at Axtell. It's Wabunsee winning this one, 49-29. Frankfort tonight over Pawnee City, 57-17, a border game there between a Kansas and Nebraska team. Valley Heights tonight then over Riley County, 52-29 in the Twin Valley League. A 3-point win on the road for Wetmore. They knock off Blue Valley, 39-36. Again, these are girls' finals. And Lynn then at Washington County, it's the Bulldogs, 48, Washington County, 40. Tonight on KMZA 92.1 FM, Nemaha Central, the Lady Thunder, get win number one on the season by knocking off Perry LeCompton, 38-22. Some other girls' finals then. It is ACCHS all over Marhill Mount Academy, 60-26. And a new score in this during this segment, Jefferson County North in the Northeast Kansas League. They are 7-point winners on the road at McLeod. So it's the Chargers over Bulldogs tonight in that girls' NEKL game. And one other score then. Last night, girls' action, Atchison, the Phoenix, over Heritage Christian on the road, 45-40. Boys' finals then, again, taking a look at last night's scores. Wetmore over Onega, again, boys' finals, 40-31. That game heard last night on KMZA. Also last night, that buzzer beater by Hiawatha, that three-pointer, again, in the air as the buzzer sounded. It goes in. Hiawatha wins, 57-56. Holton over Burlington, 54-50 last night. That heard on and seen on the Holton Channel. Silver Lake last night on the road over Jeff West, 55-25. Also, it was Axtell then in a Twin Valley League matchup, knocking off Donovan West, 50-34 last night. Game then here this evening, Royal Valley beats Jackson Heights in the nightcap on 103.9 KNZA, 49-30. It is Wetmore tonight over Blue Valley, a final score there of 47-39. Nemaha Central tops Perry LeCompton, 57-48, your final score. Also tonight then, it is Valley Falls all over Oskaloosa tonight. The Dragons win on the road in the Northeast Kansas League, 65-32. A final there, a win for Valley Falls. And again, from last night, Atchison picked up a win, the Phoenix over Heritage Christian, so they get the sweep in that girls and boys doubleheader. Atchison wins it by 3, 52-49. Again, that a game last night heard on KARE, 93.7 FM. Break number two, that's where we're at. Stay tuned. We'll again hopefully run down some more scores. Also, we're getting some recaps back from our area games of the week here tonight. We'll get to those. We've also got our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness. We've got game ball nominees. We'll do that in our last segment coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie? Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
At the end of a long, hard week, it's not about what you have or even what you've accomplished. It's about who you have lifted up, supported, and made better. It's about what you've given back. Hi, this is Carly from BNP Propane in Holton. We at BNP Propane want to encourage you on Friday nights to enjoy a meal out at a local restaurant, shop at the locally owned businesses, cheer on the student athletes from the stands, or visit the front porch of a neighbor. Seek to share a little of yourself and touch the lives of others. In this world, we were never meant to do life alone behind a screen.
My name is Sarah, and I originally became a patient of Dr. Brett Lucker 3 years ago when he successfully treated me for neck pain and vertigo. What I've learned since then is that Dr. Lucker's character is unlike any other chiropractor that I've used in the past. He cares. I mean, he really cares about my recovery and well-being. He takes the time to encourage me, and he never makes me feel like it's his way or the highway. He will always discuss what options are best for me, and I'm very happy with that. I know you would be too.
Giant Communications has its origins for over 63 years as one of the earliest independent telecommunications companies in the state of Kansas. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers in over 40 Kansas counties. Over the years, Giant has not become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering TV, telephone, and internet for a few or a few hundred business employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your telecommunications services.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for tuning in here to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tollefson here with you on this Friday, December 3rd. Kurt Killen also in studio. Kurt running back and forth to the studio, bringing me scores just as quickly as his legs will carry him. We appreciate his hard work here tonight, trying to run those down for us so we can get them out there on the airways to you. We're going to start again with scores from here tonight here in this segment. We'll take a look first at the girls' score and then the boys' score and let you know that kind of gives you an idea of what scores we have, what scores we're missing. Again, several boys' scores starting to trickle in here, but we still are looking for quite a few as some of these might just now be starting to wrap up. So on that note, if you are on your way home from a game and find out we don't have it, we'd love to get it from you. 1-888-907-2346. Kurt would gladly take that information from you here tonight for the show. Well, again, let's get to it here in this segment. We start with our feature game on 103.9 KNZA, the doubleheader, which featured the Cobras and the Panthers as Jackson Heights would roll in the girls' game 61-30. So the Lady Cobras start the season at 1-0, but flip the roles there in the boys' game as it was all Royal Valley in that one. 49-30, the Panthers tonight knock off Jackson Heights in the boys' game. On the Sabetha Channel tonight, Marysville, they would play for the second night in a row. Two tough losses on the road at Hiawatha last night for Marysville. For the girls, at least, they get a little bit of that winning flavor tonight with a win over Sabetha at home, 48-43. Not quite a buzzer-beater heartbreak, but you got to wonder if Marysville tonight, a little down after that tough loss on the road last night, because at home tonight, they lose by 10 to Sabetha. 60-50 is your final score. The Blue Jays with the win on the road, so a good start for Sabetha tonight, again with that non-league win at Marysville. As we take a look at other non-league scores, Wabunsee tonight is at Axtell, and it's all Wabunsee in the girls' game, 49-29, as the Lady Eagles start the season off at 0-1. do not have the boys' final yet. Frankfurt tonight at Pawnee City. It's all Lady Wildcats, 57-17. Still looking for that boys' final as well. Valley Heights tonight tops Riley County, 52-29, the final there. It was Riley County again at Valley Heights. Lady Mustangs win that one, 52-29. Twin Valley League doubleheader tonight. Wetmore is at Blue Valley, and Wetmore will get the sweep as it's a close one in the girls' game. 39-36, Wetmore wins it. They win by 8. A little more comfortable win for Wetmore in the boys' game as they escape with 2 road wins tonight. The boys win at 47-39 at Blue Valley. We do have the girls' final from Lynn at Washington County as it's the Lady Bulldogs winning this one. Lynn 48, Washington County 40. Again, no boys final yet. In the Big 7 League tonight, Nemaha Central would beat Perry LeCompton in the girls game 38-22. The boys game much closer than that, although the score a little lopsided there towards the end of the game, but this game was tied with just a couple of minutes to go, but Nemaha Central would go on a run to again stretch their lead out to win this one 57-48. So Nemaha Central, the girls and boys, start the season with a win. Still looking for both scores for Troy at Riverside tonight in a non-league game tonight. Troy again at Riverside. That's TVL versus Big 7. Would like to get that final at some point here this evening. Also tonight, ACCHS. This heard on CARE 93.7. We know the Lady Tigers win this one. 60-26, your final score. Boys final yet to come. Also then tonight, it is Jefferson County North in the girls game, knocking off McLeod 50-43, no boys final yet. And then somehow we've got the boys final. Valley Falls tonight beats Oskaloosa 65-32. So we know the Dragons win in the boys game. Do not have that girls final though from the Northeast Kansas League. Also one other NEKL game we're looking for. Horton tonight at Pleasant Ridge. Chargers at Rams. Would like to get the scores from that doubleheader as well here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Hey, we've got to take another break. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll get some more scores coming up in our next segment. Also coming up in our next segment as well, some recaps. We'll get you those all on the way again here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Grandpa sure does love deer season at Ron Kirk's Body Shop at Holton.
That's funny. I've never seen him out in a tree stand or with a gun, Colby.
Well, Hayden, I don't think he goes hunting, but deer season can sure bring more business to the body shop.
Oh, dear, Colby. But you're right. Deer are very active this time of year. We hope you avoid any deer or winter accidents.
But if you happen to hit a deer with your vehicle, of course, we want you to take it to Grandpa at Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
He's been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about our next vacation than we do preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. Hi, this is Brad Edwards with the Edward Jones in Hiawatha. Together, we can give your long-term strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by my office here in Hiawatha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Jeff Russell in Sabetha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And again, welcome back to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I'm your host, Seth Tollefson, here on this Friday night. Kurt Kilman Also in studios, handing me just a couple of more scores here tonight. Riley County tonight over Valley Heights, the final there. Riley County 54, Valley Heights 25. These are boys' finals. Also tonight, Frankfort over Pawnee City. Wildcats get the sweep, 58-29. Frankfort, the boys win tonight as well. Well, we're going to start with our recaps tonight from our games here this evening on our Area Games of the Week on Kansland Radio on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to start with Jackson Heights. The Cobras tonight played host to the Big 7 League Panthers from Royal Valley as we had Johnny Kane there, and he's got this wrap-up from that doubleheader.
The high school basketball season got underway on Friday night for the Jackson Heights Cobras and the Royal Valley Panthers as the Cobras hosted the Panthers in a non-league doubleheader. And it was the Jackson Heights girls and the Royal Valley boys each picking up victories to start the 21-22 season. In the first game, Jackson Heights and the girls got off to a 14-7 lead after one, led 34-11 at the half, and got up to a 31-point advantage moving into the fourth quarter, which forced a running clock the rest of the way, eventually winning 61-30. Jackson Heights was led in scoring by Kaylee Thompson, who had 23. McKinnon Olberding, she was named our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company Player of the Game. She finished with 16 points, double-digit rebounds everywhere for the Cobras on Friday night. Mackenzie McMahon also finished with double figures. She had 11 for the Cobras. Royal Valley was led in scoring by Kennedy Bryan, who had 14. In the boys' game, Royal Valley jumped out to a 16-5 lead after one, led by 16 at halftime and by 20 going into the fourth quarter before eventually winning it 49-30. Big performance by K.J. Miller. He was named our player of the game on KNZA. 19 points tonight for K.J. Mason Thomas added 14. Brady Klotz also 10 for Royal Valley. Jackson Heights was led in scoring by Grant Ammon. He finished with 10 points tonight. And Silas Holiday, he chipped in 8. Jackson Heights will next be in action on Tuesday against Oskaloosa. Royal Valley will host Jeff West on Tuesday night. But again, on Friday night, to open up the season, it was a split between Jackson Heights and Royal Valley. The Cobra girls win the opening game 61-30, and the Panther boys finishing off the nightcap with a 49-30 victory. Reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Johnny Kane.
All right, thank you very much, Johnny. Elsewhere tonight, we had a matchup in the Big 7 League, as it was Perry LeCompton and Nemaha Central, Cause and Thunder, with a recap of that doubleheader. Here is Brandon Tadman.
It was the Nemaha Central Thunder getting the sweep on Friday night in the Big 7 season opener at Perry LeCompton High School. The girls getting it done 38-22, and the Thunder boys pulled off Perry LeCompton 57-48. In the girls' contest, Addie Holthouse led the way, 15 points and 7 rebounds. They jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the first quarter. They led 17-9 at the half, and they would slowly pull away with a 28-15 lead at the end of three and able to hold it off the rest of the way, 38-22. The Lady Thunder opening the season with the victory over Perry LeCompton. Lady Cause led in scoring by Taylor Dammy with 12 points and 6 rebounds. It was a very exciting boys game in the second half of the doubleheader. Again, 57-48, Thunder get the win. They were led by the twins Curtis and Marcus Beck. Curtis, 27 points and 4 rebounds. Marcus had 12 points and 16 rebounds. This was a 1-point game at the half. Nemaha Central opened up a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Perry LeCompton fought all the way back and got it to within a single possession, but a heavy stretch and free throws down the stretch for Nemaha Central. They were able to pull away and win it again, 57-48. Mentioning Curtis and Marcus Beck, they combined for 29 points, correction, 39 points, and 20 rebounds. Perry LeCompton was led by Gunner Ball. He had 13 points and 7 rebounds. Again, from Perry LeCompton High School, Nemaha Central gets the sweep. Lady Thunder get the win 38-22, and the Thunder boys win it 57-48. I'm Brandon Tadman reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show here on Kansaland Radio.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. Marysville tonight playing for the second night in a row as both the girls and boys last night headed to Hiawatha on Highway 36 to take on the Red Hawks, and unfortunately for the Bulldogs, they would come up on the losing end in both games. Close games nonetheless, but it would be Marysville last night, again, dropping to Hiawatha in the girls' game, and then the boys, a heartbreaker, buzzer beater at the end of the game for Hiawatha, win it on a 3. And then Marysville tonight has to turn around and welcome the Blue Jays of Sabetha to their home court. with a recap of how that doubleheader went. From the Sabetha Channel, here's Justin Fluke.
The Sabetha basketball teams began their season Friday night in Marysville, taking on a Bulldog team that had lost a couple games on Thursday night against Hiawatha. In the girls' contest, it was a great start for Sabetha. They led 17-5 at the end of one quarter after jumping ahead early 13-2. The game was tied at 24 at halftime, and Sabetha led by one heading into the fourth quarter. But that's when Marysville would turn things on. They closed the game on a 15-9 run in the fourth quarter and made some free throws down the stretch. In fact, 6 of 7 in the final 8 minutes as the Marysville girls rallied for the 48-43 victory over Sabetha. Penn Batchelor had 11 points to lead the Lady Jays while Jaden Dorn added 9. Marysville got 14 from Eva Peschel, but 13 of those points for her came in the second quarter when Marysville had a 19-7 quarter to get back in the ball game. In the boys' contest, Marysville coming off a buzzer-beater loss to Hiawatha last night, and it was tight throughout. Game 16-16 at the end of one quarter. Sabetha led by one at halftime, and the Blue Jays still up 3 points, 48-45, entering the fourth quarter. Sabetha would hold on for the win and pull away late as they made 8 of 9 free throws in the fourth quarter to seal the deal. 60-50, the final score, and tremendous balance for the Blue Jays as Matthew Garber and Marcus Bauman both scored 17 points. Davis Roque added 14, and Christian McAfee had 9 while battling foul trouble throughout the evening. Marysville drops to 0-2. Sam Jesperson, their lone senior, had 19 in the loss. Jack Lauer added 14 for the Bulldogs, who turned it over 15 times in defeat. So the Sabetha boys win a big one, 60-50, after Marysville won the girls' game Friday night, 48-43. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. That does it for our recaps here from tonight's games on the MSC Sports Network. Other girls' final scores here from Northeast Kansas tonight. These are some non-league games to start. Wabunsee defeats Axtell, 49-29. Frankfurt, again, girls' games all over Pawnee City, 57-17. Valley Heights, the Mustangs, defeats Riley County then by a final score of 52-29. In the Twin Valley League then tonight, it is Wetmore over Blue Valley on the road, 39-36. An 8-point win for Lynn tonight over Washington County, 48-40. Other girls' finals, ACCHS, no problems at Mar Hill tonight. The Lady Tigers win big, 60-26. Your final there. And Jefferson County North tonight, 7-point win on the road at McClouth in the Northeast Kansas League, 50-43. We are missing just 3 girls' finals tonight. Troy at Riverside, Horton also tonight playing at Pleasant Ridge, and Valley Falls at Oskaloosa. Boys' final scores then in tonight. Other non-league games, Frankfort over Pawnee City, 58-29. It's Riley County all over Valley Heights, 54-25. In the Twin Valley League tonight, Wetmore knocks off Blue Valley, 47-39. It is ACCHS and Mar Hill in action tonight. Ravens win this one, 54-36 is your final score in that one. And Valley Falls tonight knocks off Oskaloosa, 65-32. Some other boys' finals we're looking for. Non-league games, Wabunsee and Axtell in the Twin Valley League. Lynn tonight was at Washington County. Troy at Riverside tonight. Also Horton at Pleasant Ridge and Jefferson County North at McClouth in the NEKL. Well, that's the second to last segment. We've got one more to go. We'll try to nail down a couple of more scores for you. We've also got our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We need to look at those and pick both a girls and boys game ball recipient. And that's coming up on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice you're so wrapped up in other things? Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at B&P Propane in Holton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Holton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
My name is Dustin, and I have been a patient at Dr. Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Center in Sabetha since 2012. I have a family history of back issues that caused several of my relatives to have back surgery. I want to do everything possible to avoid back problems, and I firmly believe that I will not need surgery or any other invasive procedure because of my commitment to regular chiropractic care, exercise, and proper lifting. I appreciate Dr. Lukert's proactive approach and am thankful that I am free of back and shoulder pain.
Giant Communications has its origins over 63 years ago as one of the earliest independent telecommunication companies in the state. Giant Communications and its sister companies serve more than 7,000 business and residential customers. Over the years, Giant hasn't become the biggest telecommunications provider in the state, but we've become the most dependable, offering business television, telephone, or internet for a few or a few hundred employees. Contact Giant Communications or connect remotely at giantcom.net for all your communication services.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, one last time here on this Friday night. Seth Tollefson here with you with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show as, again, week number one of the high school basketball season here in Northeast Kansas in the books. As, again, we're just getting started. We'll have, again, two more weeks here in 2021 with a scoreboard show next week. I believe Mr. Brian Hurt will be filling in for me next Friday night, as I will be gone, but we'll be back then on the 17th for the show. We'll have 2 weeks off again for the holidays, Christmas and then New Year's Eve, and then that first Friday back in January, we'll come back with, again, the first Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show of 2022. Hard to believe we're already looking at that part of the calendar, but here we are, high school basketball, again, tipping off here this week. Again, we're going to run down scores. We've got our Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees, girls and boys. I've got some nominees on both sides, again, of the doubleheaders here tonight. We'll look at that and pick some recipients for those game balls tonight. Also coming up, we'll take a look at the preview for what's coming up this weekend. Still some college stuff going on. There's also a big game on Sunday night. We'll kind of preview that and also take a look kind of at what we're looking at for next week with high school basketball, with games again on Tuesday night and then again on Friday. And we'll sneak in some locker room chats and other good stuff in the next week as well. So we'll review that coming up at the end of the show. But again, it is a scoreboard show, so let's give you some scores, shall we? We'll start with games again here tonight. Jackson Heights, in the girls' list of scores tonight, defeats Royal Valley 61-30. Marysville over Sabetha 48-43. Again, girls' finals tonight, Wabunsee over Axtell 49-29. Frankfort tonight all over Pawnee City by 40, 57-17 the final there. Big win for Valley Heights tonight over Riley County, 52-29. Close game here in the Twin Valley League, but it's Wetmore over Blue Valley on the road, 39-36. Lynn tops Washington County, 48-40. In the Big 7 League tonight, Lady Thunder get a win. They start off 2021 with a 1-0 record. They knock off Perry LeCompton on the road, 38-22. ACCHS all over Mar Hill, 60-26. A big win for the Lady Tigers. And then Jefferson County North tonight, 7-point win on the road at McLouth in the Northeast Kansas League, 50-43. Your final in that girls' game. Second half of the night then, boys' finals. Royal Valley tonight at Jackson Heights. It's all Panthers, 49-30. Royal Valley wins big tonight on the road at Jackson Heights. 10-point win for the Blue Jays as they head to Marysville and get that win, 60-50. Sabetha starts the season 1-0, while Marysville drops to 0-2. Frankfort tonight at Pawnee City. Wildcats win this one, 58-29. Riley County tonight at Valley Heights in a non-league game, 54-25. Final there. Twin Valley League final, Wetmore tonight over Blue Valley, 47-39. boys final in the Big 7 League. Nemaha Central tops Perry LeCompton. This was a good game through and through. 57-48. Nemaha Central wins this one on the road. Also tonight, then, we've got Mar Hill over ACCHS, 54-36, and Valley Falls Dragons. They're 1-0 in the Northeast Kansas League. They defeat Oskaloosa tonight, 65-32, the final in that ball game.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's game ball presentation.
Well, thank you to everyone for reporting. Again, several girls nominated here on the list. A couple of boys have been added as well. We'll start with the girls. The ladies tonight, we had a double-double for Kenan Olberding from Jackson Heights. 16 points, about 12 rebounds, maybe more. Not for sure on that final stat, but a double-double nonetheless for Kenan Olberding. Addie Holthouse for Nemaha Central, 15 points. She had 7 rebounds in that game for Nemaha Central. It was Landry Zeller for Blue Valley with 22 points. Wetmore's Kenzie Strothman had 22 points as well. But how about Natalie Nitz from ACCHS? Natalie at Nitz had a heck of a game, living on the three. She had 7 threes tonight for 21 points. Our game ball goes to Natalie Nitz, again, the Tiger from ACCHS. And then a couple of nominations for our boys. Royal Valley's KJ Miller had a good ball game, putting in 19 points, but taking the game ball here tonight, without question, 27 points, 4 rebounds on the night. Big part of the reason why Nemaha Central was able to get that win over Perry LeCompton, especially down the stretch there. Nemaha Central, Curtis Beck, he is our game ball recipient for the boys here tonight. Well, I mentioned what's coming up here the rest of this weekend. Again, high school basketball. I'm going to take a break here for this week. We'll get into tomorrow then on Saturday. We've got some college football, or basketball rather, for Benedictine, as Benedictine is at Mid-America. Games at 12 and 2 o'clock, so the women will start first. I will mention, as far as Big 12 basketball is concerned, the Jayhawks tonight, they beat St. John's in the Big East Big 12 battle, 95-97. As far as K-State men, their next matchup is coming up this Sunday, as the Wildcats will take on in-state rival Wichita State. Different version of the Sunflower Showdown, Wildcats and Shockers, again on Sunday afternoon. And again, coming up then on Sunday, the Chiefs and Broncos. This game quickly turning into a huge game, not only in the AFC West, but the AFC as a whole. As again, the Chiefs in the 4 spot in the AFC, again leading the AFC West, and a big win for them if they could knock off the Broncos. And then hopefully again next week, take care of business at Arrowhead against the Raiders. Again, a big couple of games coming up for Kansas City. As far as for the Chiefs, you can catch coverage of the Chiefs on KMZA 92.1 FM and the Broncos. That's a night game on Sunday, pregame show on KMZA starting at 6 o'clock. Chiefs Kingdom show on KMZA will be Monday at 6 o'clock. As far as Tuesday is concerned, we've got games on 103.9 KNZA. Troy is at Hiawatha, and that should be a good boys game there. And Mar Hill Mount Academy in Jefferson County North can be heard on KARE 93.7 FM. We'll have locker room chats on KN and KMZA on Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, K-State men are taking on Marquette at 7 o'clock. You can catch that game on Kansaland Radio. Thursday, we'll have a couple of games as well, as it's the Bruce Weber Coaches Show for N&M. And then on KARE, Mar Hill Mount Academy is at KARE Paravel. Next Friday's lineup, where we sit right now, Hiawatha at Jeff West, Nemaha Central at Hiawatha game on KNZA on 92.1, Nemaha Central at Centralia. For sure, Holton will be at ACCHS and Sabetha at Wamego. Those on the Holton and Sabetha channels at MSCSports.net. And then our KARE game next Friday night will be Wamego at Atchison. So a busy couple of busy week here this upcoming week for not only football for the NFL, but also we've got a lot going on for college basketball and high school basketball here towards the end of December. Well, that's going to about do it here for tonight. Again, I'd like to thank Kurt Kilman and also all of the sports guys helping me get ready for the show. until I get back on the 17th. Again, Kurt will be here next week, and also Mr. Hurt will be here. Brian, thank you for filling in next Friday night. Again, until the 17th. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.